Welcome back to the program. Great to have your company on this beautiful sunny day. Great news in the world of NBL basketball. Great news for Australian basketball in general with the news in the last 48 hours that Bryce Cotton, one of the great stars of the competition, a three-time NBL champion with the Perth Wildcats, is a two-time MVP. He's essentially the best player in the competition, and it has been for a number of years. And he's decided to stay in Australia and continue playing for the Wildcats. And it's a huge boost for the NBL because the last thing the NBL needs is to lose players that are the iconic players that the kids love. And everybody in Perth, and I think everybody that loves basketball in Australia, loves Bryce Cotton. Bryce, welcome to the program. It's great to have you on, and congratulations on signing your new deal.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. And yeah, like I said before, it definitely feels good to be extending this contract, and hopefully we can create some more memories.
Now, I'm sure you know, but you probably don't think about it, how important you are to the competition.
No, I haven't really thought about it like that at all. It was more so just, you know, weighing options, what's best for me and my family.
I'm sure that's what you weighed up. So you got a long-term deal, which is great news. You've decided to stay here long-term, and in essence, that it's going to make you an Australian because you've already applied for citizenship.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like I said, with starting a new family, stability, I would say that was probably the biggest factor for me. So when I started to look at it from the bigger picture, it just made it seem like this is overall the best thing for me and my family.
So life stability more than just professional stability?
I mean, it goes hand in hand. I've obviously been here for 3.5 seasons, and you know, I'm familiar with my teammates, of course, and we've had great success, which forms brotherhood. So you already know what you're getting into from a professional sports standpoint, but knowing that you're going to remain there as well, you get the best of both worlds from a sporting standpoint and, you know, family standpoint for me anyway.
So your family love Perth?
Yeah. My daughter was born in Perth, and my wife is born and raised out here. So I'm the only non-Australian in the family.
And it must be a big relief for Trevor Gleeson and your teammates to know you're staying, because a player of your value, I'm talking about it from a league perspective, it is an enormous relief, I'm sure, to those that are running the NBL to have the quality of a player like yourself saying, yep, I love the NBL and I'm going to stay. I know you haven't considered that in your decision, but let me tell you, people in high places text me immediately on your signing because it is a great sign. So, you know, this is a big move for the organisation as well. It's a great franchise, the Wildcats.
Yeah, it's a historic franchise. And, you know, just considering the winning history that they've had, whenever you put on that uniform, you always feel like you're playing for something bigger than yourself. And, you know, you want to give it everything you got while you're playing. So when you're done, the next guys that are wearing Wildcat jerseys, you know, they look up to you, I guess, when they're playing. So I'm just trying to continue to pave the way and make our marks.
And so was it a family 100% only decision, or is your friendship group and the people that you know in WA and the ability to play with the Wildcats and under Trevor Gleeson, was that a factor, or was it only simply the lifestyle and your family that you took into account?
Well, I would say the family aspect was the deciding factor, but obviously the friendships that you form with your teammates and the good relationship I have with Coach, you know, that definitely plays a part. But with the way the world is today, technology makes it easy for you to talk to anybody no matter where you're at. So even if I didn't play, I still would have stayed in touch with those guys. So even though it played a part, the family thing was the deciding factor for me.
Might you live here forever? There's been so many Americans that have come here and made Australia their home. You've applied for citizenship. Can you see yourself staying here long, long term?
I mean, potentially I could, yeah. And I see why so many Americans that come out here end up never leaving. So I definitely understand it. But I definitely wouldn't rule it out. You never know what the future holds.
You said on NBL Overtime as well that playing for the Boomers has been something that you've kind of considered more and more in recent months. You've already applied, so that application is in. You're simply waiting now?
Yeah, it's simply a waiting game, and there's nothing left for me to fill out, so I guess I'm just waiting for that magic day where I get the call or a letter saying, you know, I've been approved, so we'll see when or if that ever happens.
Was playing for the Boomers any consideration in your decision to stay, the fact that you can represent Australia and be an Olympian?
No, it wasn't. And, you know, I told, I think it was on Overtime. Yeah, it said, like, yeah. I had never even contemplated the thought until everybody started talking about it. But even though it was a huge honor, that wasn't going to be a factor for me coming back, because there's no guarantee I play for the Boomers anyway, even if I get citizenship. So I didn't want to base it off of that.
No, you're only the best player we've got here. So, yeah, you might, you'll get a game. You did say you weren't a big, on Overtime, that you weren't a big student of the history of Australian basketball, and that you didn't quite realise how many fantastic players we've had from the US. And you rattled off the names on Overtime as well. It's a nice roll call.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, to potentially be one of those guys as well, to do those things, that would be, it'd be huge. And, you know, similar to them, I would imagine they didn't expect, you know, they'd be playing for the Boomers when they first came over to Australia. But that's just one of the good things that happens, I guess, when you know, are having a pretty solid career.
Would you consider a move to the NBA if you ever did get the invite again? I presume you would, because we pretty much have been talking it up in Australia for quite a while that you're good enough to be getting another chance somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, of course, if I ever got an offer, I'd be on the first plane back over there. But I don't think about it every day. You know, I'm happy where I'm at. And, you know, if they come calling, then that's fine. But until then, I'm more than happy to be over here playing the game that I love.
You had stints with, what, the Jazz and the Suns, and I think the Grizzlies for a period as well. Do you keep in contact with anybody in the States? Have you got an agent that does keep in contact with various clubs that keep putting your name up?
Yeah. My agent, he has a lot of connects. So we're definitely, he's always in the talks with people. But with the NBA, you know, I believe it's less about talent, more about timing. So you have to make sure the numbers are working in your favor. So, but it's always good to have an agent that's always working on your behalf.
How many other leagues reached out to you when, for that period that you weren't signed with Perth and you did consider leaving, how many leagues looked at you and spoke to you?
Well, I mean, in particular, the ones that I focused on the most was probably Europe, because those ones, I would say they caught my attention the most. But, you know, considering I didn't want to rush into anything, which was part of the reason why I had opted out of my contract with Perth, was, you know, you just felt pressed for time. You don't really know what you're getting yourself into. So I just wanted to I planned on taking all off season to just weigh out all the offers that kept coming. But, you know, something better came up that, you know, I just felt was right for me.
Is it also a show of confidence in what the NBL is doing? You've had a really good look at the NBL now and what Larry Kesselman, as an owner of a competition, is doing. Is it a show of confidence for that competition?
I mean, yeah, like I said, given what's happened with the league and what they've had to do, it's unprecedented. As you can see, the whole world has been on pause, not just sports. Yeah. So I think he's done a great job, like, building the league the past, what, 3-4 years or whatever. And, you know, ever since I've been here, all I've heard is the players talk about how the league has just continued to grow dramatically. And I think that the fact that it's done so has led to him being able to have quality American imports come over here year after year. So I think now that everybody knows about it, players will continue want to come over here with years to come. So I think this league's going to continue to grow now that it's gotten notoriety.
Would you, Would you advise them to? Is that something that if people rang you and said, hey, Bryce, and I presume some players have, hey, Bryce, what's it like there in Australia?
Yeah, yeah. I have some friends that have asked about it before, and, you know, I always tell them it's basically you feel like you're playing in America. It doesn't feel like a foreign country at all, and the style of play is very similar to America, whereas Europe, their style of basketball is completely different. So, yeah, anybody that asks me, I always have nothing but good things to say about Australia and this league.
Did Larry Kesselman talk to you at all in the last month or so to talk you through the how good an option it is to stay?
No, I hadn't talked to him.
Yeah. And the salary cut conditions that have been imposed, it's just a thing you have to accept. So you get the long-term deal and you accept the now with the idea that the future's going to be bright again?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the way I look at it, like I had explained earlier, I was looking at just the year in front that we were about to go through or the upcoming season. And, you know, after I'd opted out of the contract, I had time to think, and I started to think bigger picture of above just this year, you know, having that long-term stability, that's, you know, it kind of just works out best not only for me now, but even later on down the road in life by giving that stability for my family and just, you know, knowing I've really basically made a mark for myself in this league. So why leave that, I guess?
No, you're reading from the same hymn book as every person who loves NBL in this country and basketball in this country. Why leave it, Bryce? Because you've left such a great mark on it, and you're the finest player we've got in the comp. So thanks for staying. As far as a commentator's concerned, I thank you. And for a lover of basketball, I thank you as well. Thanks for signing.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Bryce Cotton, three-time NBL champion with the Perth Wildcats, two-time MVP, and the best player in the competition, has decided to stay and play in the competition. Hey, Bryce, I'm not sure if you're still there. Before you go, do you know when the season might start? Is it looking like starting on time?
I have no idea at all, man. Yeah, I'm definitely in the dark on that one, but I sure hope so, but who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hope it does get underway in October. We'll talk to you soon, Bryce. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bryce Cotton joining us. A break. More of your calls after this.